This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Dr. Michael Murtaugh. Michael, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Well, happy to be in a warmer place than Minnesota.
Yes, I think we all are. Well, we're here for the BIVI Swine Seminar. It gave a really great presentation, a lot of really valuable information. And you were focused on the PCV2 virus and sort of how that virus has been progressing or acting over the last 6 years. And one thing I found really interesting that you said is that most piglets are born with this virus, correct?
That's correct.
So a strategy that you talked about is actually vaccination almost at birth.
Well, vaccination is routinely administered at about 1 week of age to provide lifelong protection against disease.
So even though they have the virus, you're in essence, it's like in a human, you keep it or prohibit it from manifesting or actually getting the pig sick or showing symptoms, correct?
Right. PCV2 vaccines are very interesting because they're very effective at preventing disease, even in the presence of virus that is still there.
Now, if a producer didn't vaccinate, you know, around the 1 week age and then it discovers that they have PCV in the herd, do the vaccinations, are they still effective?
The vaccinations are effective at preventing disease at any age, as long as there's time for the vaccine to take effect, which generally is about 2 weeks.
Okay. Now, what about, you also were talking a little bit about co-infection. So if you vaccinate the pigs for the PCV, how does that affect potentially them starting exhibiting another type of infection?
Well, any time that you can prevent one disease in an animal, in pigs, you give the pig a better chance to fight other infections. So the protection you get against PCV-AD also benefits pig health in general.
Well, you hear a lot about pig health, the difference in the strategies and treatments in the United States versus potentially Europe, but I think part of that is many consumers don't understand the importance of vaccines. So can you talk a little bit about vaccines, why they're so important and why they're safe?
Well, we care about pig health and pig welfare, and disease is a stress on the health. It's a welfare issue because these pigs suffer. They don't feel well. They don't eat well. So the vaccination provides pigs with a higher quality of life. The same as vaccines that prevent human diseases give those humans a better quality of life.
And the better quality of life for pigs, it goes back to, you were talking about them developing antibodies and being able to, some regard, almost protect themselves. Is the vaccination does that, correct?
Well, all vaccines are able to induce pigs and other animals to make antibodies that help protect against infection. All animals have high levels of lots of different antibodies. So biologically, it doesn't change the characteristics of the pig at all. It just makes it better able to stay healthy in its environment.
Now, for producers who have sort of been on this line of not wanting to vaccinate at 1 week or maybe not bringing people in until their herd gets infected, you know, you talked about this, and I think you proved it very well, that vaccination works. So what, you know, tips can you give these producers on why they should adopt this vaccination protocol?
Well, I'm a scientist who does research on the problems. I'm not a veterinarian, and my advice to producers always is to consult with their veterinarian, who are experts on pig health and have the best available information to give advice that's appropriate for those individual farmers.
Well, and we should let the farmers know that your work is very critical because it's the work that you're doing on these different viruses that enables companies like BIVI to create and to create vaccines and other things. Isn't that correct?
Well, we care very much about pig health and resistance to disease, and so we we think that we can make a contribution by understanding the basic principles that pigs use to prevent disease and look for those principles in vaccine products.
Well, and I should ask you, in your role as a scientist, do you think that you'll be able to develop something that could eradicate the PCV virus? Or are you looking, is science potentially looking at doing that? Or do you feel that the vaccinations that have been developed are...
Well, we think that our work has two benefits. One is that the tools we make to study immune response also make it easier to generate good diagnostics, which are essential to figure out what your situation is. Also, there always are questions, no matter how good a vaccine works, there are always ways to improve it. For example, current vaccines are very good at preventing disease. They do not prevent infection. So we can work to figure out what you need to cure infection, and using that information, we could make better vaccines.
Great. Well, thank you. Is there anything you'd like to add?
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to you and answering your questions.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you.